WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building a support network that actually fuels your mental health. Ever feel like you're navigating this crazy thing called life solo? You know that feeling when stress starts piling up, and you just want to scream into the void? Well, good news, friends, you don't have to. Having a solid crew by your side can make all the difference in turning those solo missions into team triumphs. Now, I'm not talking about a massive network of acquaintances who vaguely like your posts on social media. We're talking about genuine connections with people who lift you up, challenge you in a good way, and have your back through thick and thin. Think of it like this. Building a support network is like crafting a mental health first aid kit. You need the right tools to tackle those tough moments, and your tribe becomes your arsenal against stress, anxiety, and even just plain old boredom. So, what are some key ingredients for building a brain-boosting support system? Let's dive in. Number 1. Quality over quantity. Forget about chasing numbers. It's not about having hundreds of friends on social media. Focus on nurturing meaningful relationships with people who truly understand you and value your presence in their lives. Remember, sometimes a small circle of rock-solid connections can be more powerful than a giant crowd of acquaintances. Number 2. Embrace vulnerability. You know that saying strength lies in vulnerability? It's so true. Letting down your guard with trusted people allows for deeper connection and authentic support. Share your fears, anxieties, and even your silly moments. Trust me, when you show your true self, the right people will gravitate towards you, creating a safe space where vulnerability is celebrated, not shunned. Number 3. Be a giver, too. A strong support network is a two-way street. Don't just expect to receive. Be there for your friends and loved ones when they need a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or even just someone to share a laugh with. Lending a helping hand, offering words of encouragement, or simply being present can make a world of difference in someone else's life. And trust me, that good karma will boomerang right back to you. Number 4. Find your tribe. Seek out communities where you can connect with people who share your interests, passions, or even struggles. This could be anything from a book club to an online forum to a local sports team. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals can provide invaluable support and a sense of belonging. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Number 5. Nurture the connections. Just like any relationship, your support network requires effort and attention. Make time for regular check-ins with loved ones, plan fun activities together, or simply send a quick text to say, "Thinking of you." These small gestures can go a long way in strengthening your bonds and ensuring that your support system remains a vibrant part of your life. Let's talk about a real-world scenario. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal responsibilities. She starts isolating herself, avoiding social events, and withdrawing from her friends. This can happen to any of us. But what if she had a strong support network? Maybe she could vent to her best friend, who offers words of encouragement and practical advice. Or perhaps she joins an online community where people share their work-life balance struggles and offer helpful tips. By reaching out, Sarah transforms that feeling of isolation into a sense of shared experience and understanding. Remember, Building a support network takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. It's like investing in your own well-being, a truly worthwhile endeavor. So, my Brain Fog Detox Warriors, remember these key takeaways. Prioritize quality connections over quantity. Embrace vulnerability. Be a giver too. Find your tribe and nurture those relationships. You deserve to feel supported, loved, and empowered. Now go out there, connect with your amazing people, and watch your mental health thrive. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little brain fog detox in their lives. Let's spread the love and support.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.